New York Knickerbockers last night, gentlemen.
Oh, my God. They won.
They won. After losing 10 out of 11, maybe 11 out of 12, the Knicks beat the Bulls last night 104-89 without Kristaps Porzingis, who... I don't know who said it. It might have been Tony. It might have been you, Corey. I don't remember. But Porzingis clearly was still hurt.
Yes.
Having 7 points the night before, airballing that last shot. Like, clearly something was wrong with Kristaps Porzingis. Like, this Achilles or knee or shoulder, whatever, was bothering him. He sat out last night with the Achilles injury, or so they tell us. Maybe to get his mind right. I don't know. Porzingis sits out last night. Melo has 23-9-6. Good game for Carmelo Anthony in 34 minutes. D. Rose, 17-4-3 in second half of back-to-back. 34 minutes, and I guess all is... well, that ends well with Derrick Rose. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. Depending on who you are, very odd situation for a team to just open arms, welcome a dude that, I don't know, because he didn't know if he really went AWOL or not.
This whole thing's weird,
man. I can't with the Knicks. I can't. It hurts my head to even think about the Knicks. And one, the player I do want to ask about, I don't know if...
Joakim Noah?
No, Kylo Quinn.
Well, let's do them together, right? So okay. Joakim Noah last night, 12-15. Good game for him. 27 minutes of action. But make sure Shaw's coming against his old team. A little revenge game factor. Mm-hmm. But Kylo Quinn had a double-double against Philly. Revenge game. Yep.
We ring the... Whenever we talk about a revenge game...
Good call.
Ring the bell.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know, revenge game, kind of like Paul Richardson. Non-sequitur Seahawks joke.
Yeah.
Kyle Quinn has double-double second night in a row, but he only played 17 minutes. 12 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 blocks. I mean, just look at this stat line, Benny. This is a really good stat line. Why did he only play 17 minutes?
I don't really have an answer to that question for you. I mean, basically, you can't put him and Noah on the floor together. It really doesn't work. No. I mean, it can against certain teams, but... there aren't many teams that are going to go double bigs. Like, maybe if you're playing Utah, you can get away with it with Favors and Gobert, or, you know, maybe against Memphis with, like, Gasol and Randolph or Jermichael Green. But they don't match up very well when the two of them are on the floor together. Now, the good thing is they're both pretty good rebounders, so you're going to get that out of it. But I still think that Kylo Quinn is more of the guy that's going to be coming off the bench. Yeah, he had a good game last night, but, you know, when you see a guy get 4 block shots... that's not something that's sustainable. That's not something that you can expect him to do every night. If he could do it every night, he'd be
in the lineup already.
Yeah, he'd be putting up big time numbers. I mean, the only guy who you can expect multiple block shots from every night consistently is basically Hassan Whiteside, and that's why Whiteside, with the number of rebounds he gets and the points he scores, that's why he's such a big upside play. So I like the rebounding you get with O'Quinn, but until he's playing more minutes consistently, you know, I think it's just one of those things where he's going to pop every once in a while, but you're going to be disappointed more than you're happy with it.
Kuzminskis came out of nowhere. He had been hurt a little bit. 19 points, 4 rebounds for him off the bench for the New York Knicks. And Brandon Jennings, only 14 minutes last night. And it's funny because when Derrick Rose went AWOL, everyone and their mom went and picked up Brandon Jennings in their fantasy leagues.
Yep.
And for no reason.
Yeah, so far. Oh, don't trust me. Hold on to him. Rose will be... you'll need him again.
Yeah. So either Rose will do something stupid, or honestly, there's always the chance that the Knicks can trade him at some point during the season, too.
You're hilarious.
aspiring contract. Whether the other team wants him or not, there's a way to dump people.
It's not as important as it used to be, though, so I read.
Well, you know why? Because the NBA... the salary cap is higher this year, and it's going to be even higher next year. So, you know, most of the time teams were close to the cap and they needed to dump money to pick up free agents. You know, if you get an extra $20-25 million every year added to the cap, then you could just go buy them anyway.